Welcome to the Say It Out Loud podcast. I'm your host, Vasavi Kumar. If you're eager to gain clarity, speak with unwavering confidence, and liberate those inner voices, you're in the perfect spot. My mission here is to empower you to break free, find fulfillment, and ignite your passion. You ready? It's time to say it out loud. I've put together a guide of my top 10 tested and proven to work practical strategies and habits to help bright women like you say no, set your boundaries right, live confidently, and build healthy relationships, starting with the relationship you have with yourself. This is a self-paced guide, and I can't wait for you to dig into it so you can start becoming your most confident self, because she's in there waiting for you. Head to the link in my show notes or go to vasavikumar.com/guide and grab it today. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Say It Out Loud podcast. It's me, Vasavi. I just got back from Mexico 3 days ago, and I came back on a Wednesday. I'm recording this on a Saturday, so you're getting this fresh episode literally, you know, minutes after I've finished recording it and editing it, which it's barely edited. I mean, I just take out a few gaps and stuff like that, or if I have a brain fart, I'll edit that out. But I've been back for 3 days and it feels really good. I had a great time. I stayed at my condo. If you didn't know this, I have a condo in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. And yeah, a lot of great things have been happening in my life, and I wanted to celebrate them out loud. And hoping in doing so that it gives you the permission to celebrate all the things that you're doing and that you're up to out loud as well. But first is, you know, I got to spend 2 weeks in Mexico in my condo. It was beautiful. It was just the vacation that I needed to get away and be by the pool, be by the beach, just explore. It was beautiful and magical. And while I was in Mexico, I found out that I am exclusively going to be signing with a New York City and LA-based voiceover agency. As you may or may not know, I do acting and voiceover as one of my revenue streams, but more than just it being a revenue stream, it is truly my creative hobby, my artistic hobby that I absolutely love, and that I've turned that into something more lucrative for me. And I really wanted to take it really seriously, so I wanted to get a proper voiceover agent. And so I found out in Mexico that DDO is the agency in New York City and LA. They wanted to exclusively sign me for voiceover work, and it really was just a beautiful ending to my 2 weeks in Mexico. It was like the best news that I could have received, and I'm just like, I feel so good. We actually went through a dating period with this agency. They didn't sign me right away. They said, we're going to date for a little bit. So we're going to give you some auditions. We're going to see how you do them, how you communicate back and forth through the email communication. And it was great. And then finally, about, you know, almost 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks later, they asked to sign me. And I said yes. I said, hell yes. I was so ready for that. So, yeah, lots of good things going on. We kick off the Say It Out Loud group on Tuesday, on the 23rd. So if you're listening to this and you've been having your eye, or you maybe you didn't even know that the program was up and, you know, running soon. If you've had your eye on the program, though, we do begin on Tuesday, and you can go to the link in my show notes and you can register today. It's $17.99 for the entire 9 months, or you can do a 9-part payment plan of $222. If you're struggling with finances right now, I recorded an entire episode on transforming your self-talk and transforming your relationship to money. So just want to let you know that that support is there for you. And that's the previous episode before this one. So my goal is that if you have your eye on this program and you want to make it happen, that you find a way to make that happen. And I have full faith in you that you can. And just remember, you know, we can spend our money on a lot of things, but imagine if you once and for all got to the root of how you speak to yourself and you actually started to speak kindly to yourself. Just watch the transformations that happen in your life when you are kinder and calmer with yourself internally. And just the way that you present yourself to yourself, and the way you talk to yourself, and the way you address yourself, and the way you encourage yourself. I mean, all of that matters. It's you giving direction to yourself. You're giving directions to yourself when you speak to yourself. So you want to make sure that you're giving yourself the right directions, the directions that are rooted in love and care and compassion, not in fear and shame and guilt. So with that being said, this is going to be a pretty short episode because I knew that I had a few things that I wanted to celebrate out loud. I use this podcast as a way to really connect with my audience and let them know what's going on in my life. And in sharing that with you, I hope to inspire you to live your life to be more of you. You know, whatever that is, travel more, cook more, read more, write more, you know, whatever it is that you want more of in your life. I love to celebrate the amazing things going on in my life because I just want it to serve as a reminder and as a mirror that you can also create a life that you truly are proud of, that you feel lucky to have, that you respect, that you're having fun in. So, yeah, life has been awesome. There's a few things in my life that I balance amidst the amazingness. That's also a lot of grief right now that I'm holding because of my father. If you've listened to previous episodes, I share about this and on my Instagram. My handle is My Name is Vasavi. If you want to go ahead and send me a DM or follow me there, you know, I share about my father and how it's been hard for him because he has a progressive neurological condition. So he is getting worse. There is no cure for this disease. It is called supranuclear palsy. There's no cure for this disease. It's just a progressive condition. So yeah, that's been really hard to watch and witness. And I just saw my family back in March, and it was beautiful. But it's definitely hard to see my dad in the state that he's in. I've just never witnessed anything like that before. So I'm holding that amidst all the joy. And that's what I want to talk about, which is you got to give yourself permission to feel the joy. I know sometimes I feel guilty when I'm really happy because I think about the suffering that there is around me, not just in my inner circle, but all around me. You know, people suffering every single day, my own family, friends, suffering in their own way. And then I think about my own suffering and it's like, or when I'm not suffering and I'm in my joy and I feel guilty because I know that there are people out there who are suffering, but I stopped doing that. I stopped hijacking my own joy. I really started to allow myself to relax into my body more, get out of my head. That's what Mexico really taught me. It helped me to get out of my head, become even more relajada, which means relaxed, you know, become even more relaxed in my body. So that's what I've been working on. I've been working on getting out of my head, not always needing to create emotional friction to have something to overcome. You know, when you grow up in a house that's a little chaotic, you have a tendency to just be looking out for fires all the time because you think there's always a fire to be put out because you're living in high alert. So I just don't want to live like that anymore. And if this resonates with you, let me know. Send me a DM on my Instagram and I want to hear from you. But yeah, that's just not the way I want to live anymore. So I'm just committed to being more in my body, really taking cues from my body. I speak about this in my book, but I noticed I was getting in my head a lot more. And I just, you know, went to Mexico. And you don't have to go to Mexico to do this kind of work, you know. It's just really about becoming more and more present. It just helps when I'm in Mexico because I don't have as many distractions as I do when I'm here at home. There's always something to be done, you know. So I highly recommend if you can get away, even if it's for a day or two, do something so you can get away and get out of your head and into your body. Dance really helps. I just got back from an event yesterday and dance was a huge focus of this event, and it was great. My friend Angie Lee, she put on this great event in Austin, Texas, and yeah, we just danced our asses off, and it was a lot of fun. And that's what I want more of. That's what I want people to have more of in their life is fun. And really just feel the magic. You know what I mean? Like, life can feel so fun when we allow ourselves to go back to being like kids again. But that requires us to feel safe within our bodies to even take those masks off and allow ourselves to fully feel free in our self-expression. So these are just some of the thoughts that I've had roaming around in my brain, and I wanted to get them out in the form of this podcast. And I wanted to invite you one more time inside the Say It Out Loud group. We begin April 23rd. I really look forward to having whoever is supposed to be in the group to be in the group, and I know we're going to have a great time. And I'm just so pumped for this journey, this 9-month journey. And if you're interested, just, yeah, send me a DM or go to the link in my show notes and you can sign up. And until next time, I love you. Say it out loud.
If you love today's episode, then say it out loud. Subscribe, leave a review, and come say hi over on Instagram at My Name is Vasavi. Until next time, say it out loud.